No, there's a beautiful piece in the Irish Times this morning talking about the work of Sister Stanislas Kennedy, who passed away yesterday morning at the age of 86. Focus Ireland's coffee shop on Eustace Street in Dublin's Temple Bar is a hub of activity. It was founded by Sister Stan in 1986 as a place for the capital's hidden homeless to seek advice and information about finding a home over a cup of coffee. And the project expanded into her vision to include a 365-day cafe with subsidised hot meals, and staff were spoken to. It's a great piece by Ella Sloan in the Irish Times, well worth checking out today. And just one other aspect of the many things that she started and she did for people who are less well off in our society. Well, with me on the line to talk a bit more about her is a friend of hers, Mike Joe Fitzgerald, originally from Lisbon but now living in Dublin. Mike, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme.
You're welcome, Jerry. How are you today?
I'm very good. Listen, our thoughts with you as a friend of Sister Stan's. Tell me about, I suppose, when you first knew her. You had a bookshop in Dingle, I know, and Sister Stan used to call into you.
That's right. And I suppose, you know, speaking to her about different issues, etc., etc., you know, that was her main interest. You would know that she was all for helping people, and that I really was for that myself as such. So, I mean, the work she was doing, she kept people back on track if she could. You know, as her friend Sister Eileen Wall said, if she could help you at all, she certainly would. So that was her main aim, I suppose. I mean, just a few bits about Sister Stan, that Teresa Kennedy from Rean V in Lisbon, and I actually remember her parents when I was very young, going to Lisbon National School, and, you know, her father. I remember we often talked, because there was a great sense of humour with Sister Stan as well, in spite of all that was going on with her and trying to help. And her father, Ty Kennedy, I remember him coming to the creamery in Lisbon and wearing this great big hat and all that, and she told me that, oh, that was the pride of his life, his hat. So her mother then, very religious, and, you know, at an early age, she would say that, you know, she could see how some people could be marginalised or just not as well off as others. And that's how she joined the Sisters of Charity then, because that was part of her life. And all the years then that she spent, and as I said, I've a lot of her way she thought and all that. I'm in that bracket myself because I do believe that in society people are marginalised for a variety of reasons now. And Sister Stan was a great person, marvellous for, you know, trying, and she could speak out of, you know, about inequalities and getting people's rights, so to speak. And she never wavered, you see. She never wavered.
No.
No, she kept
she
on that
didn't.
Path. And, you know, the thing about it was, she took on the establishment and, you know, Charles Haughey and all that, but she had her case and her facts, and she was highly thought of and, you know, well, well educated and well able to speak about everything. And, you know, I think one time Charlie Haughey said that she was such a formidable person. Well, someone said that, yes, she was indeed, and that was true. But later he probably changed when he met Margaret Thatcher. You know, But anyways, you know, that was the way it went, and we were always in touch then and all that. And then I moved to Dublin, and all years since then, I would be big supporter of hers, really. And there's many ways you can support people. And as she said herself, you know, she started lots of these organisations to help people, and no funding at the outset. And then, you know, she was great for bringing the right people around her, etc., etc. And you need finance, that's all that to keep things going.
To get things moving, yeah.
Yes, she was very, very good for that, and she was caring in the way she spoke. And I think she was very forward-thinking because, you know, she could see all the needs that were out there. You know, and as time went by, I think there are other situations. I mean, it's you have homelessness, but I think it's more complicated than that because you know, people's well-being and their mental health, they all come in that bracket then, because when you're down in your luck, you know, it can escalate, and you can, you know, mental health then is a huge issue in this country. But to go back to her earlier years then, you know, she was Kerry Person of the Year in 1981. Yeah. She received the award in 1981. And then every year in Lisboa itself, her native place, which she never forgot, that she was about, they have an honour when the festival is in each August of every year. They give an honour to a person who has done so much in one way or another in society or locally or nationally, and that award was given to her in 1991, and she came to Lisboa to receive the honour. Now, she would come to Lisboa every year, close to the end, to the family home. Now, and that's in Rimvi, and she liked meeting the people and walking around. But back then to her great work in Dublin, you know, she seen then the need for, she set up the sanctuary here in Stanhope Street, and as well as the many other things she has done. And that is so people could come in and get away from it all, so to speak, mindfulness, spirituality, prayer. I think we really probably need a bit more of that now than ever.
Today,
Yes, because the problem here is life seems to be hectic. Everybody is on the move, you know. And I think, I suppose, it has changed completely, really. You know, that people expect more, they want more. And if you don't have a voice, you're going to be left behind. And how does that come about? I think it comes about as well, Jerry, that your start off in life. How did you, you know, your family situation, your background, your home, what was going on there, that all will lead along to what might happen you later on in life.
Yeah. And how you're able, you're equipped or able to deal with things and get support and get help or not be able to do things.
Correct. I think we need, what we need, and Sister Stan would be well aware of that, would be to, you know, go back to the cause, really. You know, you can't find a cure for something if you don't have the cause of it at the outset. So, I mean, when you, and Sister Stan knew this, when you see today, as we speak, people who are less well off, and they seem to be corralled, if that's the word to use. They're living in estates, all counts of places and all that. They're all in together. So, I mean, is that a good thing? I'm not so sure.
That's one of the questions that you'd ask. Mike, can you tell, what will your abiding memory of her be? I know you'd have lots of memories of her in her time. What would your abiding memory of her be?
My abiding memory of her, that she was a lady who believed so much in what she was doing and in trying to help others, and did everything she could to achieve it. She was a spiritual person. She took every day in itself. And she was kind, and she was a funny person. You know, she was good for a laugh, and when you chat with her and that. And one of the jokes we used to have, by the way, Jerry, was going back to football. She was a great follower of the Kerry team, and she would go to the matches, the All-Irelands and stuff. So when I'd call her after the All-Ireland, especially with Kerry playing Dublin, and we'd say, oh, thank God for that. They beat him this time. You know, she was... Well, it shortened the year, you see.
But it is.
The most important thing was to beat Dublin.
Now, yes.
We could beat other teams, but when I live here in Dublin, Dublin is Dublin. So we have to chat about that, and we go out for coffee, etc., etc. And, I have great memories of her, but... You know, she will live long. Her legacy will always be there. And she tried and tried. And I suppose it would be fair to say then there would be a little bit of disappointment, even with Sister Stan at the end, that today, as we look at it, and all that we've tried to achieve, and a lot has been achieved, but there is still a huge amount
of... So much homelessness.
and poverty.
Well, you can only say, Mike, that it would be, if without the work that had been done over those decades, they would have been, it would have been a whole lot worse and today, and all of those things.
Correct. Yeah. But in the in the Celtic Tiger years, I think that time she firmly believed that we had turned a corner with all the wealth in the country, etc., and that hopefully all this would be cured, so to speak. No.
Yeah. In fact, not to be. In fact, okay. Mike, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much for sharing your time with her and your thoughts of her as a person, your great friend.
And there's not enough of her, people around like her. Yes.
That's for sure. Great stuff, Mike. Thanks so much for talking to me in the program this morning.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
It's Mike Joff. There you go, Mike Joff. It's Gerald there, originally from Lisboa, living in Dublin, a great friend of Sister Stan's, who departed yesterday, and just talking about that legacy and that life.